The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered them, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that it is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so. Some because they were made so by others. Some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Sorry about the small delay. The normally scheduled presider did not show up. So, anyways, yes, I apologize. If you have to leave early for some reason because Mass runs long, you have dispensation today. So don't worry. So the gospel today is kind of hard to hear because Christ is very clear that divorce is not something that we should pursue. It's not something we can pursue unless our marriage was originally unlawful. The church reaffirms this. In fact, the church does not recognize divorce. It says that if you need to divorce to separate from husband and wife, that's fine, but you cannot remarry because you are still married. Unless, of course, we get an annulment, which is not Catholic divorce. But the more difficult teaching, I think, in the gospel today really is that last part, that it is better not to marry. And now I know a lot of people like, oh, marriage is on the same equal footing as religious life and priesthood. And I mean, vocation, they're beneficial. They're equally beneficial to the church. But the church has always said that the higher calling is celibacy. And the only reason that is, and the only reason it is better not to be married on any level is because it more closely aligns to the life of Jesus Christ. That's the only reason. The evangelical counsels, poverty, chastity, and obedience, those are the three most important things. And so the superiority of not the clerical life, not the priesthood, but the superiority of celibacy in the world and in our vocation is where the church makes this distinction. But it is hard to hear. But one of the things that we have to do when we approach something that's difficult to hear, whether it be, you know, divorce is bad and we have to avoid it, even if 50% of newly married couples divorce within the first 5 years, even if that's the norm, we have to be countercultural. We have to suffer with Jesus Christ. We have to be prepared to be martyrs for Jesus Christ, even if that means socially and end up being outcasts.